This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Listen to this woman sing.
A well, hard-headed woman, soft-hearted man, been a-causing trouble ever since the world began, oh yeah, ever since the world began.
Wanda Jackson recorded that in 1960. She re-recorded it in 2003.
Well, a hard-headed woman, soft-hearted man, been a-causing trouble ever since the world began, oh yeah.
Perhaps it is her hard head in the music business that makes her both a pioneer and a survivor. On April 4th, Wanda Jackson will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Early Influence category, and boy, does she deserve it. Wanda Jackson is in the studios of KATT in Oklahoma City. Ms. Jackson, it's a treat to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Leanne.
Well, it came rolling out of Memphis like a hurricane on the Texas tornado.
When I hear your tune, Rockabilly Fever, do you think the lyrics of that tune explain why exactly you are getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, that's very possible, isn't it?
And we called it Rockabilly long before they called it rock and roll.
Rockabilly was the precursor to rock and roll.
Well, it was 50s rock would be actually a better definition of it. It was rock and roll, and rock and roll began to change in the 60s somewhere. Mm-hmm. And everything changes, you know. It evolves from something, and we were the beginning of it.
You grew up wanting to sing country music?
That's all that I had ever sang. Yes, and was kind of reared on country music.
Is it true that Elvis changed your mind?
Yes, that's very true. I'm just so grateful to him for just believing in me and encouraging me to stretch myself, because I kept saying, yeah, but Elvis, I'm just a country singer. I can't sing like you. He said, sure you can, and you need to be doing it. And he took the time even to explain to my father and I about some things about the business. I was brand new. I was just out of high school. And he said, in the past, we've always aimed our music at an adult audience because they bought the records. But he said, you can see now, because I'd been working with him a while then, you can see that the kids are the ones coming. They're the ones buying the records. So you need to aim your music at what the kids like.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, there's a riot going on.
You know, every time I hear your versions, and you did too, of Riot and Cell Block Number 9, I think of Jailhouse Rock. Did Elvis do this tune in the movie?
Well, not to my knowledge. I think it's mostly a girl's song. Well, the original lyric was, on July the 2nd, 1953, I was doing time in Tehachapi. Well, Tehachapi is where a women's prison is in California.
I'm going to tell you a story about what happened one night in a women's prison. I wasn't there, but the story goes like this. On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. Heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, there's a riot going on.
You recorded it again for the album that you did in 2003. And, you know, first of all, it begins with sirens. But then you go on to explain, oh, it was a story I heard. It wasn't me who was in prison. Did you feel you had to explain it later?
Well, I think nowadays with the reputation they've given me, I might should explain it.
What's that? What do you mean?
Well, just kind of wild and a rebel and all those things, which I never thought of myself as, but my music was that way. So maybe my alter ego, huh?
Yeah. It's interesting that Elvis was telling you that you had to aim your music at the young people. When you re-recorded Riot and Cell Block Number 9, you worked with a group called the Cramps. I mean, this is a contemporary punk. I mean, talk about aiming at the new kids. What was it like working with this kind of band?
I'm sorry to say that I didn't get to meet them personally because they had to come in at a different time than I could be there, so, and all the musicians.
Did you meet Elvis Costello when you did the duet Crying
Yes.
Time? You did?
Yes, I got to do that. In fact, he was very adamant about the only pay that he wanted was just to be in studio with me, not to have to do it at a separate time.
I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before crying time, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
We sang together like we'd done it all of our lives. I mean, we could have taken one take on it, but we were enjoying it so much we took about four.
How have you kept your voice in such good shape? I mean, the harmonies on Crying Time are wonderful. Have you had to adjust yourself for, you know, pitch reasons or given the notes that you can hit?
Well, it's kind of unusual. Some I still do in the original key. Mm-hmm. And there's a few that I've had to lower either a half step or a full step. And as far as preserving my voice, I really didn't take care of it at all. But I do sing a lot. I sing when I'm at home even. And I think that's the key to keeping your voice. As long as you keep exercising it, it'll work for you.
I have to admit, Ms. Jackson, when I'm listening to your tunes, for some reason, the ones about heartbreak and the man doing you wrong and I'm going to get you and I'm looking for you.
Yeah, I like those kind.
Yeah? Why do you like them so much?
Well, they're fun to sing and kind of believable. I've got to take up for us gals, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you've been sticking up for us gals, you know, for more than 50 years now, you know.
Yeah. You know, the first rock and roll song that I wrote, as best I can remember, was Mean, Mean Man. Mm-hmm. But you notice I talk about him being mean to me, but in the last verse I say, but I'm going to love him anyway. So I wasn't always real bad.
Wanda Jackson will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland this coming Saturday night, April 4th. She joined us from the studios of The Cat, K-A-T-T, in Oklahoma City. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed talking to you, Leanne.
You can compare Wanda Jackson's old and new versions of Hard-Headed Woman and Riot and Cell Block Number 9 at nprmusic.org.